Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Ina Omnis, and she is with the Travel Place in Atlantic, and we're planning a visit to the Iowa State Fair. Ina, what day is this, and how can people get involved?
Good morning. The fair is from the 7th to the 17th of August, and our event is on August 13th, which is Senior Day. So we're gearing this trip towards seniors. So we're looking forward to having lots of seniors come out and join us for a fun day at the fair.
All right. Mary Ann Christensen has been doing this in the past for a couple of years, and so Ina is taking that over, and it is a really special trip for seniors. Do you have to be a senior to participate?
Yes, we're gearing it towards the seniors. You know, no children. We want to basically have seniors have a fun day.
And because it is Senior Day, there are some special things planned. Now, I know when I look at what you offer here, it is amazing the deal you get. How much is it?
The trip is $35.50, which includes your bus trip to the fair, your admission into the fair. So that will get you a day of fun and excitement at the fair.
Yeah. And regularly a ticket would be $11. So, you know, that's just part of that $35.50 and the transportation. And there's this big fat coupon book that comes along with it. And I know we were just looking at that, and you can eat your way across the fair.
Yes, there's lots of things. There's food on a stick, there's beef, there's drinks to stay hydrated while you're at the fair, and snow cones, ice cream, lemonade, anything and everything your heart could desire at the fair to eat.
Some of those special things on a stick, and then one of the special ones that the beef people here like to talk about is that beef sundae, and it is sort of unforgettable, as is much of the food at the Iowa State Fair. That's, I always say, I just eat my way across the fairgrounds because there are so many different things to eat when you're there. Now, you mentioned stay hydrated. I'm not sure, the weather kind of forecast is a little far out there. But there are lots of places to stop and rest and get cool.
Absolutely, and we'll be giving bottled water out so they can stay hydrated and carry it with them. And if for any reason that they need to contact us, there'll be, you know, they'll have emergency contact information. Mary Ann and I will both be on the trip with them, so we'll be in the fairgrounds, and they can get a hold of us, and we'll be at their side for assistance.
All right. Good. Kind of just makes you feel good if you haven't done this before, especially. But I know you have some repeat people because it's such a great deal. Now, Wednesday the 13th, Senior Day, what are some of the kinds of things that are going on during that day?
Well, of course, they have all the little animal exhibits, the cows, the chickens, the horses, the pigs, and the sheep. And there's a variety of theaters, and there's a homemakers theater, the Hy-Vee Fun Forest. There's just so many things. There's a whole brochure that we'll be giving them when they get on the bus that they'll be able to look at on the ride there and pick out the events that they want to do.
Yeah, you do kind of need to plan because some of those performances at the outdoor theaters are at certain times, so there may be somebody you want to see. Well, you kind of need to plan that. And, of course, there's always the, if you get tired of walking, there's that ride through the campgrounds. And I know you said you haven't been in Iowa very long, and this is your first trip to the state fair?
Absolutely. We moved here almost 2 years ago from Seattle, so this will be my first trip to the state fair, and I'm really excited about going.
Lots of firsts for you, and I recommend if you've not been on the little trip through the campgrounds, you will be absolutely amazed because they decorate for you, and like I say, it's a chance to get off your feet and still be seeing what's going on the fairgrounds. It's a great opportunity, as is this whole trip. Is there anything I that you particularly have said, this is something I have to do?
Well, while we were in Seattle, I saw on TV the butter on a stick. So that's what I'm going to be searching out to check that out. Not sure if I'll try it, but I want to see someone else try it.
It is unbelievable. And, you know, I haven't heard the number this year, but there's probably at least 50 things on a stick, from a salad to the butter to whatever. And, of course, I'm sure one of the things that when you're even in Seattle you heard about was the butter cow.
Yes, the sculptures, I can't wait to see those. It'll be like traveling on a cruise and seeing the ice sculptures. So I'm excited about seeing the butter sculptures.
Just so many things to do. Some things very traditional, like the butter cow, and some things very new that are I always have to have something new at the Iowa State Fair, and their theme this year is Nothing Compares. And I know I can never remember, I know, whether it's 1,000 things to do or 100 things to do before you die, but the Iowa State Fair is one of them.
Absolutely, and it was on my bucket list, and I'm excited about being able to do it this year.
And you're going to have lots of friends going along with you on this bus. Now, again, they need to get signed up, and is there a deadline for signing up, and how do they sign up?
Yes, the registration deadline is August the 10th, and they can contact me here at the Atlantic Office of Travel Place at 712-249-6221, or contact Jana at the Red Oak office at 712-623-5432. Or they can contact Marianne Anderson, who they've worked with in the past.
Yes. And Marianne, of course, is just, she's always wanted to do things as a volunteer and help seniors, so it's good to know that she's going to be on the trip and everybody will get to visit with her. Also, they could stop in at your office probably, which is right on Chestnut Street.
Yes, we're located at 412 Chestnut Street. We are on the second floor. If they cannot do steps, please give me a call and I'd be happy to meet them downstairs.
Okay. You're in the same building as Lulu's, in case people are wondering where that's at, 412 Chestnut. So it would be a good chance to meet Ina as well, to see her in person before the day of the trip. Okay, now there is a minimum. We want to be sure that that bus is full. And what is your minimum?
We have a minimum of 20 people. So we'd like to fill that bus plus some.
All right. And what kind of transportation is being provided?
Our transportation is being provided by SWTA, and we really appreciate SWTA working with us.
Okay. Now, when I mentioned that minimum number, and you're saying, you know, you can have more than one bus, one of the things we noticed as we went through the coupon book, that many of them are buy one, get one free. So be sure to take a friend along, and then you can look through the book, plan where you want to eat, what you want to eat, and get a really, really good bargain. So it's just a great opportunity, a great price, and having a lot of good friends to go with you. You don't have to worry about where to park. I'm assuming you're just let off at the front gate or somewhere easy.
Actually, we let you off at, from what Marianne tells me, it is at the water mill. So okay, That's where they drop them off, and that's where we pick up, and the buses will be marked.
Okay. Now, it's really, really important that people get to our departing point on time.
Yes, very, very adamant that we will be leaving 7:30 sharp and returning to come home at 5 p.m. sharp.
Okay, 5 or 5:30?
We're going to be leaving to come home at 5, back in Atlantic by 6.
Oh. Okay, good to know that. And you're leaving from the Walmart parking lot, so there's lots of parking place there to get you started and get off on your day-long trip. And again, it's I know that there are some other special things planned for seniors because it is the senior day. And just, you know, you can do kind of whatever you want. There's no planned agenda, correct, Ina?
Yes, we have not planned out their day. They can pretty much, once they get to the fair, they're on their own, unless they want to buddy up with one of us and go see the sights and attractions. So I'm hoping that someone will buddy up with me and show me all the hot spots at the fair since it's my first time.
That sounds like a good plan. And, of course, there are just so many things to do, whether you're a favorite of quilts. Oh, my. The quilts are gorgeous. Or you're an animal fan. Or I don't know if it says on the schedule whether there's a horse show going on that day, but I always enjoy going to watch the horses, and they're sort of unbelievable in terms of what's going on in the horse ring. But you'll have that on your schedule, and of course your schedule also includes a map in case you're unfamiliar with the grounds, and that'll get you around the fairgrounds. So again, Ina, how do they register, and what's the price, and what's the day?
The day is August the 13th, and they register by calling Travel Place Incorporated or stopping in at either one of our locations in Red Oak or Atlantic. And one thing I also wanted to mention is there is rental scooters available for sale that they can sign up ahead of time, and I have that information if they would need one of those scooters while they're at the fair. And they can contact me here at Atlantic at 712-249-6221 or Jana at Red Oak at 712-623-5432 or stop in at my location at 412 Chestnut Street or in Red Oak at 207 East Coolball Street.
Well, I know that Mary Ann Anderson is thanking you, Ina, for doing this because she's just been doing this for so long and was not able to take care of that this year. So thanks to you, we'll still have a senior trip to the State Fair on August 13th. And thank you very much, Ina Omnes, for visiting with us. And until next time, here's a thought. The purpose of life is to be a growing, contributing human being.